can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, I got a small request just for a start. Don, I know people say, why do you sweat the small stuff? Could you not dismantle the pens on the desk? You've started already.
It's Asperger's.
No, Don, you've started already. You're tapping the pen and you're starting to dismantle it and we haven't even started.
Why would you think I'm tapping the pen? I'm nervous. I'm uptight. I'm preparing myself.
Well, tap your finger. Don't dismantle the stationery. With an A.
I bought the pen myself.
Well, what's your pen? Will you... Don, we're waiting for Phoebe's coming in today. She wants to come in because she told me, why isn't that working?
I thought you were really proficient.
No, Don.
The way you handle that board, I thought, gee, he's improved. He's confident.
That's annoying. Why isn't that working?
No, you've buggered it.
I haven't buggered it. Well. It's come again. It's come good.
You can't Phoebe be has been.
Phoebe has just at 7:30 this morning. Yes. She has been interviewing the psychiatrist on Married at First Sight. There's apparently a sexual or a relationship psychiatrist retained by the show to speak to the contestants or whoever they are. And I've watched a bit of Married at First Sight. So she was most interested for our opinion, but we won't give it until she comes in. So that's why she's coming in and wants to be here to get our opinion or yours. And that's firstly. Now, secondly, Don, I'm saying this publicly. I was meant to go tomorrow up to Rich River to a flood relief function, and I said I would go. Your workmate, Tony Jewell, asked me would I go up, and I had to decline. I hate saying I'll do something when I can't do it, but I have a doctor's appointment at 5:30 on Wednesday evening.
You all right?
About my foot.
Was he going to amputate?
Don, it's about my foot. And I don't know because I haven't spoken to him.
How's the pain?
And I said, I don't think I can get there because if the appointment takes up past six, and then I just can't.
What, the appointment's at 6:30?
It's at 5:30, but if he looks at it for an hour or whatever, or he's
your ankle for an hour.
If he takes an hour because he's at the end of the day and he's late and that, which they... So I had to decline and say I can't go, and I said you might fill in and go up and speak at the function up at Rich River in my place.
I think the Rich River thing was yesterday and today. I think you got your days mixed.
No, I haven't. I
think you might have.
What?
I think you might have. And
no,
I was going in today.
I was going up after.
Oh, were you?
After the podcast. Mm. You were going to come with me.
Oh, was I?
It's on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you because...
No, anyhow, so I'm really sorry. Why? Look at those bars. They just don't come on. And Jack. Why don't they come on? They come on. What's that?
It's fine. Keep going.
But they're not coming up.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Listen, Jack. The shirt. How many of these You Can't Be Serious shirts you got? That's the only thing I've seen you wear for the last 3 weeks.
I wear it every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday?
Yeah, this.
Why, but people, we talk to the audience, they can't see, so what's the point of it? Does it get you in the mood?
No, Don, I'll tell you, when we do our little video at the end, I have the T-shirt on.
Oh.
So seeing as you've got into that...
How is it, Jack? You're looking over his shoulder.
No, good. Jackie.
Jack, he's got his father's control instincts.
No, I like...
Yeah, well, you're a control freak, and you pass that on to Jackie.
Up. So that's why I wear it, so that when we do the video, people can see it. Now, seeing as we're waiting for Phoebe to come in, we're breaking protocol. The doc from Sydney isn't the doc. Don't we get some reaction when the doc comes
on?
You do too.
I don't.
We do. They love him and they're starting to warm to Jody.
Who's we?
They're starting. What?
Who's we?
We at the podcast here.
Oh, do we? We like him, do we?
We do, because he adds, he's the voice of reason and he's...
So you speak for me?
Most of the time I do, Don, yeah. That's exactly right.
That's you don't go speak, to Rich River.
Because you don't... Why don't you go to
because
Rich River?
Because you'd be speaking for me.
I can't
It'd be like Larry and Curly... No. Who are the...
Larry and Shemp. I can't go, Don, because I've told you. Now, the doc, I think they're warming... they've warmed to the doc, but I think they're warming to Jody. I wonder... Now, here's a thing.
Hang on.
Why don't we ask the doc if we could interview Jody? What about that, Don? She probably wouldn't take any questions from me, but why don't you get her on and say, well, hello, Jody.
What would I ask Jody?
Pardon?
What would I ask Jody?
How did she meet the doctor?
Well, they're both in television. So that's obvious.
Well, Don, you just said, what would I ask her? I'm saying, how did she meet the doctor? How did he sweep you off your feet?
Would it be love at first sight or would it have grown?
There you are. There are the questions. You're finding them out yourself as you go.
Yeah, it's
just off the top of your head. You wouldn't have to write any down. What's he like? Is he a physical man? Is he spiritual? Is he a mental giant?
Whose idea is it to rekindle their vows all the
time? All that stuff, Don, there you are. You don't even have to write notes down.
Yeah, okay. I could. Yeah, okay. Righto. No, I could ask a lot of questions. Okay.
But so now, but you've got to ask the doctor.
Yes, what?
Why have you got your hand over your mouth?
I'm thinking.
That's okay. Why have you got your
Haven't
hand...
Haven't you seen that photo? But is it... Who did that? The thinker? Was it
Michelangelo, was it? Or was
thinker.
He the
you
one...
You remember the thinker? He had his hand and he's kind of...
Yeah.
It wasn't Rodin,
You
was
remind
it?
Me of the thinker. You're so different.
Rodin, wasn't it?
Could be. And I think it's in the... in the gallery in...
Paris.
It is, I think.
Louvre.
I don't think it's at the Louvre.
Oh, they've got another one.
They've got another one.
Yeah, another gallery in Paris.
Well, I don't... I think it's at the... I'll stand corrected because I've seen it and I don't think it was at the Louvre. I don't think so, but it might have been.
You're quite worldly, aren't you?
As in, I've been overseas.
Well, you've been around. You're surprising.
Why am I surprising? Because I've been overseas.
And going to the Louvre. I couldn't imagine you going to the Louvre.
Well, why not? That would be a good...
you're a cretin.
I'm a cretin.
Mm.
I went over with... travelled
with... the two friends.
Yep, the two friends. I travelled with Amanda and two friends, and I won't mention his name, Terry Lindblom, and...
what about...
He's my agent from... About? He's my sort of agent from South Australia... I don't do any gigs in South Australia because I get cancelled every time they say I'm speaking.
Hey, that fellow that's...
Terry Lindblom.
No, the questionable bloke. What was his name? Oh. Hans. That Hans fellow, he questioned you, didn't he?
Hans.
What's he? What's Hans?
I tell you who he is. He's a dribbler. He is a man who pretends he's either is gay or pretends he's gay, takes off gay people and had a parody... a satire show called Mein Kampf, as opposed to Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Oh, did he really?
He's worried about me coming over.
He does a show called Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf.
And he doesn't get
takes
criticized.
The piss out of the gays, whether he's gay or not himself, I don't know, and takes the piss out of Hitler.
And he puts that accent on. Is that the fellow?
He's a hack. He's a hack.
I think he's talented.
He's got no talent at all. Now, Don. So I go to the Louvre with, I travel there, there's four of us, and we walk into the Louvre, and my friend, did I mention his name? I better not mention his name.
Yeah.
He walked in after 7 minutes. 7 minutes he saw, I don't think he saw the Mona Lisa, because he said, "Where's the Mona Lisa?" And I said... Well, it's over there, Terry. And it's not very big, the Mona Lisa.
It's small, yeah.
That's right, it's not very big.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he looked at it, he said, huh. He went, huh. And he said, mate, he said, I'm going out into the courtyard for a smoke. He said, you've seen one painting, you've seen them all. I thought, that's fantastic. We travelled the other side of the world to go to the Louvre. I hope that doesn't get back to him. He'll get annoyed. No, he won't, because he's a good bloke. Now, Don, how do we get onto that? Don, please, how did we get onto that? So you're going up to... No, we didn't get onto it for that reason. We got onto it for... Oh, no, so you're going to interview Jody. You're going to ask the doc. You've got to ask the doc, could he speak to his betrothed, his wife? And she could come on and I could introduce and then just stand back. I'd say, now, look, we're very, very blessed today, Don. We're absolutely excited. I'm going to withdraw from this, Don, I said, but we've got on the line a legend in her own right. And people say she is married to Ben Fordham, but on
Ben
the contrary...
Ben Fordham's married to her.
To Jody Spears.
Oh.
Isn't it Spears? Jody Spear. Spears? Well, we should get a name right before we introduce her. Anyhow.
No, it's Jody Fordham.
Yeah, but she was knee Spears.
Oh, knee.
Isn't that what you say, knee? But that's her married
name.
Is that
a hyphenated name, knee Spears?
I bet you she calls herself Jody Spears still.
Knee.
Not Dickie Knee, no, Don. Knee is in NEE. That's when you're previously named.
Is it?
Anyhow, and I could say, and she's a star in her own right. She's been on radio and television, and she's a presenter, and she presents well, Don. I could say that because even if I'm being a little sexist, because she's not going to speak to me for a start, so you're going to do it. Holy, here comes your girlfriend.
It's an illusion. It's an illusion.
Is that a mirage or am I seeing things? Here she is.
Whiz. Are we in the good books or something?
So we'll just finish this.
Why are we so privileged?
Sit down. Where are you?
Here she is, the little imp.
Sit down there.
Little, what do you call them? Elf. Elf or nymph.
An imp.
Pixie. Pixie.
Just that. So pull the chair in. I'll just say who it is in a minute. I'll just finish with Jody, Miss Spears. Ms. Spears. And I'll say... And she's a star in her own right. And Don is going to speak to him. We're very, very delighted and we feel fortunate that... and you could go from there. And your first question would be, I'm handing it over to you and you say, what? Welcome, Jody. And then
how
what?
Are you, Jody?
Yeah, and then what?
There's my first question. How are you? She'd go on for 5 minutes telling me about her situation and health.
No, she wouldn't, Don.
Yeah, it's a generic question. How are you?
I know what it is, Don. And what would your first question be?
There it is.
No,
she would, being a presenter, she would just.
What would your
fill
second question be then, you galoot? What would your second question be?
Galoot, I haven't heard that for you.
A galoot.
Galoot. Shit, that's an oldie.
What would your second.
What's a galoot?
Righto, that's enough.
No.
Now, do you know who's.
Now, hang on, I bought this hat in.
I know.
For you.
It's a visual... It's not a visual medium, this, Don. No
one
can see
it. I'll wear
it
when we do our
thing.
That's
right.
Well, I think you should wear this on the boat instead of sunnies.
Well, then, speaking of the boat...
Yeah?
Someone who would be able to give a good opinion and a friend of you... In fact, I reckon you're keen on this person. And it doesn't matter if you're not, because I am too.
I've got to fight you.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what males do.
No, we could... maybe she'd have a say at it for a start. I was going to say we could toss, but maybe it'd be up to her, really.
Oh,
anyhow, she is a great friend of ours, and she's just walked in, and her name is... Don?
Oh, you do the introduction.
You're no, I just want you to introduce her. Don't tell me you've forgotten her name.
I have.
You have. Go on. Sue Stanley. And she was the 4 times... world aerobics champion.
And she's got muscles on her muscles.
I'm shattered, Don.
Why?
I was pining for you. That's
you
why I come
pining.
In today.
You're
I was pining and you forgot my name.
You're full of shit. Now listen, Sue, you're in charge of the boat. I watched a show yesterday from Europe and they've got all these blow-up kind of toys that you take out on the boat. A slide.
Well, we actually have blow-ups on the boat. We don't have bring toys to the boat.
What do you
Thank
mean?
You.
But you
no,
put these toys in the water.
Absolutely.
So have you got any toys on the boat like that, like blow-up slides, you know,
no.
made of plastic?
Nice.
Mats and things you can play with in the water.
We've got a blow-up boat.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so a blow-up one.
It's a blow-up boat. It's a Zodiac. It's not a Zodiac. It's a brig. And you pump it up and you put an outboard motor on the back of
but
it.
But no, these
that we haven't worked out how to start the engine yet.
No, we haven't.
But these people have these plastic kind of toys tied to the boat with obviously a rope, and people go out and play on these things.
We have a roll-out mat.
Oh, you got a mat?
Yeah, yes. Roll-out mat.
What do you do with a mat?
You lie it on it. Sue can answer this.
Thanks, Sue.
Lie on it, you can jump on it, you can jump and turn on it, or you can sunbake, you can eat, or you can drink, you can do anything
and
you want.
And you lie on it and the water just laps under your body because it keeps you above the water, but it's like swimming except you're not.
Is it therapeutic?
No, not at all, Don. You just lie on it and get sunburned.
Sue was going to say yes, I think.
Water is very therapeutic though, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Okay, so I might come out if it's therapeutic.
No. Did you hear that?
We'd love him to come out. Now, this will move on. I was going to ask Phoebe this when she comes in, but we'll ask Sue now. It was Valentine's Day yesterday, Don.
Jeez, it cost me a lot of money.
So that's what I'm going to ask you. Did you get anything from
I was inundated.
By whom?
Well, flowers.
From whom? Men? Women? Who? Non-binary people?
Who'd you get? Did you get flowers, did you?
They're everywhere. I should have brought a few bunches in for you.
So you got some flowers from whom? Anyone you could mention? Old.
I don't think they're signed. No, you don't sign them, the Valentine.
Old squeezers that you used to go out with? You know?
Sue, don't laugh. You're just encouraging me.
Did you get any from blokes?
I've had
Valentine's messages from blokes in the past.
Really? Hmm. Were they trying to get onto you?
Probably.
Okay. Did you encourage them? You must have been
well,
a bit of
tongue
a
tease. In cheek sort of. The people I know
tongue
well.
Tongue in cheek, was
tongue
it?
In, tongue in cheek.
I think you're a tease. I think you led them up the garden.
That's
path.
Right. That's what tongue
you
in cheek is.
I was going to say something, but it's crude.
No, what? Anyhow, so did you, Sue, suitors is the word.
Suitors, not anything else. No. Me and my dog Bosco, and I sent messages all on my Facebook to all the wonderful people out there who I love, because I love everyone, because it's Valentine's Day every day for me.
Why do you love everyone, Sue?
Why not? Life's too short.
Do you know...
You don't blue with anybody.
I try not to.
Oh, but you do.
Not really. Because
well,
everyone
hang on,
has an
hang
opinion.
On. You either do or you don't. You're avoiding the question.
No, because if you have an opinion, who's right and who's wrong? No one. Just because I've got a different opinion to you doesn't mean... So
but
you just
somebody
let it be.
Upset you...
No. I don't get that upset.
How do you get on the boat with his lordship? Does he raise his voice and go off his tree if things just don't happen to go right?
Nope.
He doesn't.
Nope.
He's not like when he's controlling this show here. Anyhow, things don't go to plan, he loses it. I could imagine him on the boat just going...
So Sue comes on the boat and is in... A, because she likes the water and likes to come out on the boat, and B, she's an extraordinarily good help on the boat, because when you're driving it... for example, Don, we had the Pink Lady... volunteers out on the boat during the week, didn't we, Sue?
Breast cancer nurses, we did, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
ladies.
We did, and they loved it. They had a great time.
Did you
time.
Entertain them?
Well, I didn't entertain
well,
them.
Well, you're a very good entertainer. But you can sing. You got
no.
We tell a few lines.
And we had a couple of people, believe it or not, Don, that listened to the podcast. One of them was Jan. And she said she loves the podcast, but it sometimes gets a bit edgy for her.
Oh.
And, you know, a bit...
Risqué,
I was going to say rank.
Jan shouldn't listen
gets
in.
A bit risqué.
I think Jan likes it, though.
A lot of people say they like it, but it gets a bit edgy and that embarrasses them. So we apologise for that. So if Jan wasn't listening, I would have said this if Jan wasn't listening, that... We had someone on the boat the other day who had a tattoo of a seashell on her inner thigh.
And how did you know that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Well
I didn't
done,
even
Sue,
see that.
Sirico.
Because
we think it's same. How do you know that?
Because the person who was... I'm telling you, because the person who had the tattoo of the seashell on her inner thigh had an extraordinarily brief pair of bikinis. In fact, they were a thong.
Is this the lady and that appeared on Facebook?
No,
I got a photo sent to me of a lady in pink, Hugh. This is Hugh Hefner. Have I introduced you?
He does remind me of Hugh, doesn't he?
An old bloody perv.
It wasn't.
This
and anyhow,
girl
I was
had the oh, geez, she wasn't bad.
I was going to say, Don, she if had this Jan bikini, wasn't listening.
A little triangular thing over her breast, and it was pink. Who was that? And blonde.
That was a nipple. Don.
No, hang on. Don. She had dark hair.
Don, this wasn't this person.
I thought you were batting above your average.
But I'm going to finish this if you let me.
Who am I talking about, Sue? The girl from
if
Facebook.
If Jan wasn't listening.
Sue, who am I talking about? The she had dark hair, and this bikini, Sue, that just covered her breasts.
Hey, the people who come on the boat.
Triangular shape, little triangular things.
Could be many
could
of
be
them.
One of many,
yes.
I'm going to finish this.
Well, this was a standout.
I'm going to finish this, Don.
What's her name?
If Jan wasn't listening, because she doesn't like edginess or being risque, if she wasn't listening, I would have said this. We had a person on the boat who had a tattoo of a seashell on her inner thigh. And if you put your ear down to the shell, you could actually smell the sea. And now... because, you know, when you put your ear to a seashell, you can hear the sea.
Jan's still there, or she just picked herself up off the ground.
Jan would say that's exactly why sometimes the podcast goes off the
rails. So how did Jan enjoy the trip?
They all loved it.
No, Jan.
No, she loved it because it was a great day, as in weather-wise. Don't let me tell you about the day we went out on Saturday, where we nearly
turned... Who did we take out on Saturday?
Well, we took a number of people out... And we nearly turned the boat over. We nearly turned the boat over. It was so rough.
What happened, Sue?
It got rough.
Did it?
It was very rough, yes.
Shit, it got rough. In fact, one stage, I, being the captain, and Sue...
being your first mate. First mate.
Seaman Staines. Yeah, that's what they call me. So, and... The wave broke one of the porthole windows, and unbeknownst to me, Sue here, this woman here, this small, smallish woman, she held the broken porthole window over the gap where the window used to be, because the boat rolled under the water, and the water came in through and flooded the cabin out, unbeknownst to me. And she, that woman there, the cat's mother. Oh, just put on, please.
Shut up, keep going.
She held the porthole
so why
window
was the, why
over
was the window
gap.
Broken? Why didn't you realise that before you took the boat out?
No, wave broke it.
The pressure from the water broke the welding on the top.
Cost you a fortune. You picked up a duddy. You spent more on that boat than what it cost you.
I reckon you had more fun than what it cost you, though.
More fun?
Yeah. You've got to come out one day, Don.
No.
Yes.
I've been out. All we did was... Where did we go to that day? Across the bay to some container. Had a pizza.
That's right.
At Footscray or Werribee
At Wyndham Harbour. We went over there, Don. That's where we went over there the other day. And that's the people who... $70 for two pizzas and a drink, and they wouldn't take cash. So we said, well, we won't have the pizza or the drink.
So you
wouldn't
just
take
turned
cash.
Around and came home, did you?
We did. We sat on the back of the boat and we made our own. Brunch. Mm-hmm. Now Don. We were given a shout out. We were giving a shout out, Don.
To who?
You're like a dog on heat. You are. If any people walk in that are signalling as females, you just can't help yourself. We were doing shout-outs. The doctor from Sydney says don't do shout-outs just because no one's interested in them until the end of the show. But we're waiting for Phoebe to come in because she's been interviewing a psychiatrist from the Married at First Sight. So we'll get michaelchristianmenswear.com. Mick has sent in a couple of shout-outs. One of them is from Paddy. Paddy from Paddington. Do you reckon that's he's made that up? That's like
I told you.
That's like the bloke who used to ring in the radio and say it was Ray of Sunshine. You know, Sunshine is the town, Sunshine. He'd say, I'm Ray of Sunshine, you know, little Ray of Sunshine. Paddy from Paddington wanted a shout out. And Mick, this is Mick. Mick loves this. This is his, let me just read out what Mick said. Let me read out what Mick said. Here he is here. He said, a shout out to Paddy from Paddington. Paddy purchased an apron to wear at a backyard barbecue this weekend. He also said that that's all he will be wearing as he wants to be ready for the spanking sessions. Remember, the doc was on last week and said there's a spanking station at the man who used to play football, rugby, and now wants to join Parliament. Mm. And he said he went to a spanking session where people spank each other. Mm. Well, Mick's jumped right onto the humour of that, and he's selling the You Cannot Be Serious aprons to this bloke.
Spanking stations?
No, he's selling the apron to the bloke who wants to only just wear that waiting out. So that was his attempt at humour. And he's also a shout-out to, now wait for this, Sue, Chris McMahon from Morpeth, Morpeth, Morpeth.
Got me.
And where's Morpeth?
Got me.
In England.
Really?
Yes, so we've got listeners in England and Israel and the Scandinavian countries. We get plenty of expat
Aussies. You guys are going viral.
The Don's got a virus.
Is that Percy from Torquay? Do you know a Percy from down there?
Yeah.
He wants to know what's going on. He loves rumours, this Percy.
Go on.
I won't mention his surname, but anyway, it's Percy. I don't think it's his real name. Do you think anyone would be named Percy? You wouldn't christen.
Percy Serity was named Percy.
Yeah, but that was in years gone by.
Oh, well, how old's Percy that you're talking about?
I don't know. He sounds...
He'd be about your age.
Well, about our vintage.
Seeing as you play football against him.
Well, there was a Percy played.
Yep. Go on. What's your point?
Anyway, why would you christen anyone Percy?
Well, he's not. You said it's not his real
name.
No,
I think it is his real name, but we did play against a Percy. That was a nickname.
That's right. Well, who did you play against that was called Percy? That was their real name.
Not one.
You just
we had
said
one. I had one at Hawthorn, Percy Cummings.
Fucking idiot. You just said.
Percy Cummings.
So go on. Percy said what? Not his real name.
He just likes. He liked to. He really did want to know what happened between you and Rod Law, and I had to sit down and explain.
No, he didn't.
I'm telling you, and he wants to know about Mike Sheen. He's kind of into all of this little innuendo-y stuff, and apparently you don't explain it properly, so I had to go through the reasons why.
Well, he said that he was at Mike Fitzpatrick's 70th.
Who?
Percy.
It's probably not the Percy I'm talking about.
Oh, well, do you
who
know...
Who are you talking about?
So you know a bloke called Percy that's not his real name that wants to know about Mike
Sheen. No, it is. I think it is his real
name. You want to know... Don, please, Matt, honestly. You want to know of a bloke called Percy who you
I'm
don't think it's his real name, and he wants to know about Mike Sheen and Rod Law, and I'm saying... That is obviously the Percy that you and I are talking about, even though it's not his right name, because he was at Mike Fitzpatrick's 70th and he spoke to that feckless weasel, Jeff Slattery. And he said, oh, why don't you and me get on, Slattery and me? And he said, oh, Slattery, go, it's a nice roundhouse, you know. This would be a good chance, you know, for the AFL now that they're changing presidents or CEOs, and maybe Jeff Brown's going to make a run, or Andrew Westacott, and I see Martin Bakula. It gets rid of some of the deadwood that hang around there and give the place a bad smell. People like Wilson and Slattery.
Have you got any and more shout
least, outs? At least Mike Sheehan had the sense to get out like me, so that the dead wood of
what did
just
you get
got
out
to
of?
Clear out. You got
what did you get out of?
got out of the television and that.
Well, you got the arse.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't actually get the arse.
Oh,
but
well, they weren't going to renew your contract.
I wasn't going to have it. Hang on, I'm not saying everyone gets the arse. So I'm just saying, I didn't actually get the arse, but because I was never going to renew my contract myself. But that doesn't matter. I'm happy to say I got the arse. And Mick Sheehan, he got the arse. Everyone gets the arse.
I know. It's just a matter of time. Yes,
of course it is. So, yeah. But those other two people, they've got to get rid of the dead wood and just move on and get up, move up a bit.
Can I give a shout out to Tim?
Giving
too?
A bad name to the place.
Tim comes from down. I think Tim comes from around Colac. Anyway, all these people, they're quite intelligent. I don't understand why they listen to this shit. But Tim does, and he says he drives to Melbourne a bit. And he listens as he's driving to Melbourne.
Does he, Don, on the car wireless?
No, you idiot. Podcast, he listens.
Oh, yeah, podcast. That's right, on the earpods.
And Kate Save, I spoke to her the other day. You know, for BeFit Foods.
Oh, I know.
She's got her stuff into Chemist Warehouse.
She's got food in Chemist Warehouse.
Now, do you think our friend at Chemist Warehouse...
Go on, what?
Well, is there a link between our friend at Chemist Warehouse and Kate Save's food going?
Shit, I'm glad you've come in, Sue. This is what I put up with this every week. Do you understand what he's
talking
about?
Well, the man from Chemist Warehouse listens each week.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to be named because he's got an image and a status to uphold.
I understand that.
He says, don't give me a shout-out.
That's right, I understand that.
But you just mentioned his company on
well,
on
he
the
can work it out himself. I mean, you've got to stand up, don't you, occasionally?
And
do you get criticised by your friend Sue for coming on here?
No.
Don't you?
I think if they love it, then why they listen to it? If they don't like it, don't listen to it.
What about your friend from Yarrawonga who's a Hawthorn supporter? Does she approve of you coming on here?
Jackie, yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jackie, she does. We're going water skiing. We've got a water skiing show in 2 weeks' time.
Are you water skiing?
Up at Ngambi.
She water skiers.
I'm asking, are you?
Well, you think she's going to say she's a great water skier?
I'm having a conversation. It's trying to be intelligent.
I do ski.
I know.
But whether or not I'll be an observer in the boat to watch the skiers.
Can I tell you how she skis, Don?
Very well.
She will get out without the skis and be hang on to the rope and be pulled along and then
barefoot.
Yes, and then we'll flip over on her from her stomach onto her feet and ski barefooted.
Where did you learn all this, sir?
On the water?
No, don't be a smart ass. Don't be so dismissive. You were a gymnast. You did the aerobics. No, you must have done the water skiing before the aerobics.
He's a good. He's good.
I'm trying to put it into some. So where did you learn to water ski? Or when?
When my parents had a house up Yarrawonga. So remember when poker machines were not in Victoria?
Yes.
They were up in New South Wales. Right. So we had a house in Yarrawonga and they used to go to the Marwala Water, the ski club there or the RSL where they had the pokies. So we used to ski up Undalong and then obviously when our parents were inside playing the poker machines, all us kids formed the Marwala Water Ski Club show team. Yeah, so we used to ski.
Okay, so you did this before you started the gymnastics?
Aerobics.
Oh, no, you did gymnastics. You went to the AIS.
Yeah, when I was 14 and a half.
So you were water skiing before 14?
Correct. I think about 10, my parents bought the boat.
Really?
Yes. That's my life's history.
Kate Save.
You're very gifted. You're lucky. Shut up, Johnny. You're gifted. Does it just come naturally or have you got to work at it?
I want to know about Kate Save's balls.
Well, they're her father's balls. It's her father's balls. Kate's an inspiring young lady, just like you.
I haven't met her. I'd love to meet her one day.
She's up at 4 o'clock each morning. Now, hang on. This girl, that's why I try and give her a plug.
So Kate Save.
Just shut up. There's not enough people in this world having a go. And I reckon young people have got to be acknowledged who are having a go. And she's up at 4 of the morning, goes running, comes back at 7, gets the kids off to school, goes to work, picks them up. How she manages the day is beyond me. But anyway.
So Kate Save has got her product.
Sue Stanley here. What?
Kate Save has got her product BeFit food into a supermarket in Queensland. Did you know that?
No.
Well, she sent it on the...
Where, what
the
branch?
Communal text that she sends us
where,
both.
Where is it?
I'm trying to find it, but I'm trying to find it on my phone. But she alerted you to the fact and me to the fact that they've got their food into...
Well, I know they're in Chemist Warehouse. So
remember how I said you can do a search in your text?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Oh, you, she could be the Rod Law that we're missing. The link. The missing link.
Please. Hang on, I'm nice.
Now, hang on. We've had one defamation case. We don't want any more,
Sue. Jeez, I missed you.
You're full of shit.
No. I do. That's why I wanted
over here
today.
We had a nice cup of coffee, but we haven't had one since.
I know. See, that's why I wanted it.
And you've been down visiting your parents.
I can't find it.
Yes, last weekend.
Yes.
Last week.
You could have picked the phone up.
I know.
You said, what are you doing? Do you want a coffee?
Thought it might have been a bit late for you.
So I'll tell you who else texted us, Don. I'll tell you who else texted us. Jeez, I'm sick of going through this thing. Who else texted us? Here we are. This is Dr. Jim. Dr. James, the marijuana medical oil man, or plant-based recuperative powers, he texted and said, James, this is you, is it? No. This is the woman who you said ran from...
What a natural. Did you see her, Sue, the girl who ran from... she's an athlete.
Well, tell people what you're talking about.
Sue, did you see the girl who ran from the top of Australia to Melbourne? She ran a marathon every day of that, 20, whatever it is, 40
42 Ks, yeah.
42 Ks every day, wore out, I think, 10 pairs of shoes. You didn't happen to see her run on television, her runner. She's got a very natural action, very buoyant. Did you see it?
I didn't. No, I heard about it, though. I heard about
what,
it, but
her
I didn't
action
see
or
no, just I heard about her voyage and adventure that she went down.
I'd love to get her on the podcast.
So this is, she texted, I can read it out, she texted James, Dr. James.
Why do you use that word, she? That's a shocking word.
Well, because she's
well,
a
you
she.
You could say her name.
I'm about to. She texted James Stewart, doctor, and her name is, because she hasn't given a name.
She has.
All right.
You can't pronounce it.
I can't see it. Anyhow, this is what she says. James, how are you? Sorry for the late reply. I'm not quite using LinkedIn as much as usual. If the offer still stands, this sounds fun. I am in between the Gold Coast and Melbourne. So aim to be in Melbourne and happy to work with you. Also, phone sounds easy enough. This is to speak to her. And she's happy to speak to us because the doctor, the marijuana oil doctor, he has organised if we wish to speak to her about why she's run from the top of Melbourne, the top of Queensland down here. And the doc puts a rider in at the bottom, P.S. The doc says, the marathon girl is not the dick girl that Don is enamored with, the dick girl that the dick girl that you spoke to at a function we did for the marijuana oil. You spoke at it and you spoke to a girl called someone Dick. What was her name? You, because I remember you took a photo with her and you nearly manhandled her and undressed her in the photo.
Was it Lisa?
Lisa Dick was her name. What was her name?
But anyway, the lady that ran from...
So it wasn't that girl?
Achana.
Hmm?
Achana? Achana? That is her Christian name.
Achana. Well, I didn't see... that's why I didn't mention her name, because it's not written down on this text that
yes,
I've got.
Yes, it is. She is Achana.
Oh, I thought that she was. That was from Echuca. Oh, it is Achana. Yeah, Achana. I thought that was Echuca. I was going to say she was sending it from Echuca. All right, Echuca. I'm really sorry about that for calling you she. I thought you were from Echuca. And it looks like Echuca, but it
can't
is
you
actually.
Read? You have a problem.
It is actually your name, Echuca. So, do you actually have any people that say they'd like a shout out ever? If they say,
who, me or Sue?
I said Sue.
Adam.
I hope I
Adam, who you met on Sunday, wasn't it? Yes.
So what Adam did, what? How did we? I have his name written here. Where did we meet him on the boat?
No, we met him at Mad Duck, at the cafe.
We did too.
Where's the Mad Duck?
Oh, it's a cafe, Don. You've been there. You've been.
Tell me, Sue.
We go there.
Excuse me, so does Sue. Where is the Mad Duck?
On the Esplanade, just near, you know, on where the boats are.
Where we go for lunch every day after this.
The cafe on the water where you look at the boats.
We get.
And then you see the Yarra River.
You're just. Like right there. Do you know who we're going to speak to at as an interview? We're speaking to Russell Morris. Do you know who Russell Morris is?
I do know Russell.
Not the St Kilda player, the real star. Well, Russell Morris, the St Kilda. Don said to me, he rings me yesterday. He said, I've told him three times because I said to him earlier in the week, I said, now we're speaking to Russell Morris. He said, oh, that's a good get. I love Russell Morris. And I said, yes, so we're speaking to him, so bone up on him. So he rings
what,
me yes.
What?
Bone up.
Bone up.
Yeah, do your homework. You've not heard that before?
No.
You
I've heard
stupid
the,
man.
I've heard the term bone up means...
Stand up.
Yeah, get an erection.
Get an erection, Don. Hmm. Well, did you get an erection over me saying we're going to speak to Russell Morris?
No,
you can tell him
no,
that. That'll
no,
make him happy.
No, I didn't.
Boning up means you do your homework.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
From where I come from, it doesn't.
Well, you come from a cave. Now, Don, so I've told him three times we're speaking
but
to Russell.
We were also going to talk to some auditor from the...
I'll turn you off in a minute.
No, Johnny. Don't.
No, Don.
I'm telling Sue,
I'm telling you. I'm telling Sue this. So he rings up last night and he says, I said, yes, Don. He said, who? We got anyone on tomorrow? This is yesterday. And I said, are you seriously asking me that? He said, yeah. I said,
well, I hadn't heard from you for all week, but that's not unusual.
I said, you're not seriously asking me who we've got on. The man I mentioned, I said Russell Morris, and you said, oh, that's a good get. I love Russell Morris, the real thing. And I start to sing it. And I said, that's who we're speaking. So yesterday he says, who we got on? And I said, Russell Morris. He said, Russell Morris, eh? Oh, when were you going to tell me that? And I said, fucking idiot. Sorry about that, Jan, who was on the boat. You plurry idiot. You are a plurry, stupid old bugger.
You told me we were having the Auditor General or whatever from the state of Victoria.
Next week.
Oh, next week,
yes.
Now, is it? Thank you very much. Communication's not your forte.
What we do is we fit in with the people we ask to come on, Don. If they can't come on at the particular Wednesday we want
them. Well, we want to get a Chana on. Can you organise that?
From Echuca, Chana from Echuca. So anyhow, Russell Morris is coming on. We got to ring him. What's the time? No, because they're...
Oh, we got to ring him.
Yeah, they're an hour behind in Queensland, he is. He's domiciled in Queensland now, and they're an hour behind. So we're ringing him at 9:30 his time. It'll be 10:30 our time. So we've spoken not one topic. Have we done a topic? We're waiting for Phoebe to come in. Jesus, she's about as reliable as bamboo parts.
And
where
Sue,
is she? She
Sue
said,
Stanley.
I'll be in the first thing, she said.
Probably still on the Westgate Bridge.
Well done, Sue. I was going to say she might have been stuck.
Can we have a break? I wouldn't mind a coffee.
No, shut up. Now, just
for
a minute.
Over an hour.
Well, what we'll do is we'll get rid of the.
Do you know I've got topics written now,
Don,
and we haven't mentioned one bloody topic.
Don, we'll get rid of the shout-outs, then we'll close off, and then we'll come back with some topics. Here's the final. Peter Stackpole. Do you know who he is?
Peter
Stackpole.
Keith's brother.
Yes. Do you know Peter?
I know Keith. Oh.
What?
Keith Stackpole.
Yeah, what, you know Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you say then out of the corner of your mouth? Did you say, is he dead?
No, I said to Sue, do you know him?
Well,
Sue's a very worldly lady who's got around a lot.
Well, why can't you just ask her without
She's
doing
it
out
celebrity.
The side of your mouth?
Sue, are you in the, what do you call that thing, being a world champion?
Hall of Fame?
Sport Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I am.
Good, are you really?
AO, MBE.
OAM.
She might be.
What?
She might be Lady Stanley.
Order of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What about a lady, Lady Stanley?
That's in England, isn't it?
Oh, I know, like but lady. We do get them over here, sirs.
Yeah, or a baroness.
Oh, I'm not that good.
Baroness.
Oh, I think you could be.
Ian Botham's lord. And his wife's called the Baroness.
No, she's called Lady. Lady.
Oh, well, she's Baroness Stanley. Now, Baroness Stanley, Peter Stackpole listens to the show, and he used to be the, I'm not sure if he still is, the, he used to run the Victoria Golf Club. He used to be the CEO or something.
Did you apply for membership there?
No, I would.
Well, they banned you from
Yeah,
member.
No, I know all that, Don.
You Peter, could have gone to Amstel.
Peter, what?
Could have gone to Amstel.
What is Amstel?
Well, that was a Jewish club because they Melbourne clubs, the what would you call
it? So the Jewish fraternity had
They were segregated, you know, they were victimised, I suppose you'd call it, because they weren't able to join, so they started their own club.
Yeah, so why would they have me, not being Jewish?
Well, you could have mixed in. You couldn't have got a membership. You were discriminated against.
So, Don, you're not, logically speaking, Don, if we can keep to have some sort of logic, why would the Jewish fraternity have me in if I'm not Jewish?
Why not?
I think anybody can join Amstel.
Would I have to wear one of those yarmulke? What are those hats they call?
Yarmulke.
Yarmulke? Do you have to wear one of those when you play golf?
No.
When do you have to wear those, incidentally?
I think it depends on the sect that you belong to, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I
think it's a sect thing.
You see people wearing those hats, that little caps that fit on the back of their head. Some wear them and some don't. Is there a certain time that you have to wear them, or is there not? I don't know. Anyhow, if I was a member of Amstel, I could wear a cap and they could say, take it off, you don't wear it when you're playing golf. And I could be... what am I talking about? Now, so that's that. That was finally...
I want to talk about overweight people with Sue when we come back.
Okay, well, I think... have we done the shout-outs? Sue, anything at all? And I want to ask you about... this is sport. I want to ask... What a great time to close off, because Phoebe is just bracing us. I'm going to look up bone up on the Wikipedia thing, and not bone up, and see that that's correct. And then we'll be back.
Bone up?
I'm going to look up bone up to say that, to assure you that what I said when you say bone up is the correct phrase. So we won't say Phoebe right now because we're going to close this off and come back with...
You've gone down in my estimation.